Our favourite characters from childhood fairy tales are all suffering from a variety of maladies, disorders, psychoses and neuroses. That's according to Laura James, author of Tigger on the Couch. Cinderella is one of the most popular fairy tales, and a version of the story has been told many times in books and movies. So just what is our put-upon heroine suffering from?
I think she is a people pleaser and puts everybody else's needs before her own. And consequently, she's sort of got herself a bit of a fantasy about being rescued and then, say, subsequently married a man she'd only met twice, which probably wasn't very wise. You know, she would have been much better off saying no to her stepfamily and going off and sort of making her own way in the world and then marrying a man who she's kind of got to know a bit better.
And at the same time, there is something very romantic about this idea of being rescued and, you know, marrying your prince and all being so romantic like that. Is that actually quite unusual then? Because it seems fair enough to me.
I think it's very unusual for it to happen and work, you know, to meet somebody twice, marry them and for it to work out. But I know all of us have fantasies about being rescued, even kind of being wildly liberated women with sort of fantastic jobs and all of that sort of stuff. We still, you know, all fantasize about a knight on a white charger coming along and sort of rescuing us. But I don't think it's very realistic. I don't think it's very emotionally healthy. It's much healthier to rescue oneself.
Okay, so Cinderella has a slight sort of weak character about her, this needing of being rescued. On the other hand, people like the Queen of Hearts, for example, in Alice in Wonderland. Now, that looks like a really strong, aggressive type of character. What does she have going on?
I think she's got a bit of acquired situational narcissism because she's sort of, you know, head of the land. Everybody bows down to her and says yes to her all the time. So consequently, she can't take it if people were to say no or if people cross her, which is why she kind of found Alice a little tricky. It's a disorder that's common with people who've become famous in some way or have acquired lots and lots of money or, you know, have everybody agreeing with them all the time. And I think that it's very damaging because, of course, very often fame and money and celebrity doesn't last, particularly living in a country like this where we suffer from tall poppy syndrome and we're constantly cutting people down as soon as they've made it. People then can't cope with getting back to normal life and not having minions running around after them.
Now, another very strong one is Cruella de Vil, and she obviously gets her own way the whole time as well. Is she suffering from the same thing?
No, Cruella de Vil probably has a histrionic personality disorder, which means she's incredibly flamboyant in the way that she dresses. So all of those furs, the car that she drives, which is sort of, you know, huge and has a very loud horn, and the food she serves food of strange colours and all flavoured with pepper, including the ice cream, which I believe was black. Every single thing that Cruella de Vil does is designed to put the attention on her. And she needs that attention to be able to cope with life. And as soon as the spotlight's off her, she would presumably become very depressed.
And going on at the other end of the scale, someone like Eeyore, for example, I mean, I can't see any similarities between Eeyore and Cruella de Vil, for example. Does he have any problems?
Yeah, Eeyore has dysthymic disorder or chronic dysphoria, which is kind of just a very, very, very pervasive low mood. If you think of Eeyore, you do think of him being very downcast and always imagining that the worst is going to happen and being very gloomy. Even his address, which is Eeyore's gloomy place, is sort of very sad. And I think that he really is suffering from this kind of depressed mood, but it's different from a kind of standard depression because it stays at one level and goes on for a very long time.
I guess if we look at something like Peter Pan, it's fairly obvious what Peter Pan has got. And I guess you could also think about the things that maybe have happened to Wendy and the brothers and so on as well. But what about Tinkerbell? Because she kind of pops in and out and she seems like a, you know, a cute little fairy.
Tinkerbell is a very cute little fairy, but she also probably has a borderline personality disorder, which is kind of a really interesting, quite frightening disorder. Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction, the character that she played, was suffering from that. So it's quite scary. And if you think about Tinkerbell and you actually read the text again, she tried to kill Wendy. She made a suicide attempt. She was obsessed with Peter. She was terrified of being abandoned. And that's a big symptom of borderline personality disorder, this real fear, either real or imagined, of being abandoned. And Tinkerbell just wanted to be with Peter all the time. And so when Wendy came along, she felt very threatened by her.
It seems like we pull out almost any fairy story and we've got some weird psychoses in there. Is that what makes a good fairy story?
I think that fairy stories, like all stories, are kind of based on life, and some of them are cautionary tales or some of them are simply amusing. But the writers of those stories probably have encountered people who were displaying similar traits, and then kind of, you know, people tend to use life when they write, and I imagine that's what would have happened. Probably at the time they were written, these disorders hadn't been discovered or named, but I imagine it was something like that.
There's something as well quite dramatic about these disorders, isn't there?
Yeah. There's also something extremely attractive about particularly people with narcissistic traits. You know, like everything, there's a flip side to it. So while it can be very difficult to live with somebody who's very narcissistic, also they're full of grand gestures. If they say they love you, they love you more than anybody else ever could. And I think that's why people like perhaps Belle from Beauty and the Beast was kind of so attracted to the Beast, and why people kind of form these unhealthy relationships.
That's Laura James. Her book, Tigger on the Couch, is published by HarperCollins.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.